It's Bill Leff and it's Wendy Snyder. And in studio with us right now are Melissa and Joe Bassalone, who had an idea that is a strange idea, but boy, they made it work for an entire year. First of all, thank you both for being here.
Thanks for having us.
All right, we've been saying, Wendy and I have been debating this, and Wendy doubts the both of you. You had an idea to go an entire year, all of 2013, without purchasing anything new, correct?
We did, yeah.
And you pulled it off.
We pulled it off. We're still going strong, actually.
All right, first, at the very beginning, why? What happened that made you want to do this?
So we own a resale shop, mm-hmm. and after about a year and a half of being in business, we just kind of decided very, very on the spot on New Year's Eve 2012 that it was time for us to walk the walk. Mm-hmm. You know, so what we do every day is encourage people to come into our shop or any thrift shop and choose used first. And so we wanted to kind of put our money where our mouth was and see if we could go an entire year and do that ourselves.
All right, but you have a resale shop, Thrift and Thrive. It's in Portage Park. Where is it located?
Irving Park Road.
Irving Park Road.
Yeah, 6025 West Irving Park Road. Mm-hmm.
All right, so you have a thrift store, so you didn't have to go buy things. You could just go borrow things from yourself in the thrift store, right?
It wasn't that easy. I mean, we do have a thrift store, but I think as in the thrift store world, it's just kind of all about timing. And when you go into a thrift store, you never know what you need until you find it.
Yeah.
So there were many instances where we needed something and we didn't have it at our shop. We had to go outside of it and we shopped at many other thrift stores and went on eBay. We did what we had to do to be resourceful and find the things that we needed.
Was the original idea yours, Melissa, or Joe's?
It was Joe's.
And
yeah,
right
and
away you
Eve.
Said, this is genius.
I was a little skeptical at first, but we're pretty impulsive people, and I thought, you know, this is what we advocate every day is to buy something used. Let's see if we can do it, and we decided
to do
it.
So did you stock up? So the year before this happened, but no, you said it was kind of an impromptu thing.
It was New Year's Eve, so we didn't stock up.
Well, what about toilet paper?
We had exceptions. There were certain exceptions
that we had. Thank you.
The first one, obviously, is food.
Right.
Yeah.
We have to eat.
Because the
to feed
idea
our boys.
Of used toilet paper is very
It's not
disgusting.
Appealing.
It's a little janky.
Yes. I'm sure somebody's out there selling it, but it's not pleasant.
Bill, when they say reuse, recycle, they don't mean toilet paper.
I hope not. Good.
The other exceptions were necessary health items. That includes hygiene, medicine, necessary home and automotive repairs. Mm-hmm. We didn't really
have to
take advantage of that. But if our furnace had broken down, we would have obviously had to have fixed it.
Yeah.
The other exception, we had school supplies for our son, which we actually didn't have to really go out and buy very many new things. I probably spent less than $10 on
back to school.
Yeah.
$10?
Over the year,
That's
I was
it?
Able to put back things that I would find in the store. That you would be surprised that were on the list for him that I already had stockpiled. So,
wow, that's impressive.
It is.
Because I don't know on average.
Hundreds
but
of dollars
easily,
I've spent.
Easily
yeah.
hundreds
you know,
of dollars.
Five packs of No. 2 pencils. You need red pens, blue pens, black pens, highlighters.
I probably have enough No. 2 pencils to last us the next
really?
Couple of years. Yeah.
What was the biggest challenge in all of this?
You know, I probably, and it was something that we didn't think of, was other people, you know, so when you make a commitment, for your own family, you know, your family kind of gets it, at least by the third or fourth month, they're in gear, they're on a roll and it's fine. But, I think the first time we had a friend's birthday party to go to,
what'd you do?
It was interesting.
You re-gifted, didn't you?
So we, actually for the first one, I think we got a gift certificate for movie theater passes for the old, there's an old historic theater across the street from our shop, patio theater. And, so, we thought, well, this isn't really buying anything new. It's tickets to see a movie at an old historic theater. And so that was, maybe it was a little cheat. You're kind of looking at me funny.
Well, it was a little cheat because you bought something. But the bottom line is, I would love to do this with my kids because now they're not going to go, what about that video game? Can I? No, we're not buying anything this year.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get to do that with your kids?
The resolution was to not buy anything new, but to buy used.
Mm-hmm.
So experiences, we kind of felt like we weren't buying like an object. We weren't going out and buying something new. With our son, who's 8, Liam, we did have, a little bit of an issue with video games. He's very into video gaming. And all of his friends had Skylanders, and he wanted to get some of those. And we had to say no, and he really had a hard time with that. So we went on eBay, and we actually found used Skylanders, and we bought probably three or four of them for the price we would have paid for one brand new one, and they were in perfect condition.
Is there any way to even estimate about how much money you saved? I mean, you talked about toys, you talked about school supplies, but over the course of the year 2013, about how much money do you think you saved?
So we kind of took out the calculator the other day because this isn't the first time we've been asked that question.
A used calculator.
Yes.
Of course.
Good.
So, and, you know, comparing basically our checkbook, you know, for 2013 versus 2012, we noticed about a $4,800 difference in spending. And most of that was attributed to trips to the big box store.
Yeah.
You know, and I'll leave the name of that store, you know, off the air. But we all know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And it's funny how you run out for light bulbs and you come back with $100 in your cart. And so you do that once a week, and that adds up very quickly. And then if you estimate, you know, the rest of the cost based on things that we bought used versus new, or a lot of times just things that we did without, because it just wasn't necessary at the end of the day, we tacked on about another $5,000. So we saved somewhere in the neighborhood of $10,000.
That's tremendous.
Unbelievable. What'd you guys do for Christmas?
We bought used. We had we had a great Christmas, but yeah, for our families and for our kids, we just plan. You have to plan ahead all year long. We just kept our eyes open. Anything that struck us, we thought somebody would like, we got it and we just put it away. So, you know, by the end of the year, we already had a good selection of things for the boys and for our own family members, and we went on eBay. I mean, there's lots of places you can go to buy used, garage sales.
And no complaints from anybody you gave a gift to. Nobody said
no. No, not at all. Even our boys, at the end of the day, they wouldn't be able to tell you what they got that was used and what they got that was new.
Yeah.
You know.
You both live in a world, in a thrift store world. You have a shop. Do you think this is the kind of thing that an average person could pull off?
Yeah, you know, I really do. And obviously not everybody is going to do it, because I've had people confront me with that before. Well, what if everybody did it? Then there would be nothing new anymore.
Right.
You know, manufacturing would
America
cease
would
to
fold.
Exist. And, you know, but it's never going to happen. You know, nobody is, you know, there's never going to be a period of time where everybody decides to, you know, stop buying new. So, but could it potentially be, you know, could you do it, Bill? Yeah, absolutely.
Do you think so? Yeah.
I think so. I mean, it takes... You know, it takes planning. Like Melissa said, we started stockpiling Christmas presents in January of last year. It takes dedication and just a little bit of self-restraint. And
It's good. It's a good practice. And I hope your boys learn something from it, because you have to think before you just go spend money on, you know, mindlessly. This is a great little lesson. I may try it, but I can't do it completely. I need to have like a few.
You could do it. I mean, yeah, just set it yourself up for a week or even a month and try it. And, you know, you can have some exceptions here and there, but I think that it is a very good exercise. And, you know, you plan a lot more in advance, and you also stop and ask yourself, do I really need it? You know, so there's.
Yeah.
My mom used to do this thing when we would open our Christmas presents, and I've heard other moms or aunts will do this. My mom would yell, "Save the bows," you know, when you'd be throwing. And we had the same bows on our presents from the time I was two until I was in my 20s. It was always
totally
the same bows.
That.
You do that same thing.
Absolutely.
And with wrapping paper.
Yeah.
My sister's big at that.
Unwrap
it nicely.
Yeah.
I keep our greeting cards that people send us, and I make gift tags out of them.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
That's a very good idea.
We learn from them. We need to save the environment.
But
and
I don't know that, like, I know you guys committed to a year. I could probably do it for a week, maybe 2 weeks, but I don't know. Weren't there any times?
I think you'd be surprised.
Yeah?
Yeah.
There were never any times during the year that you guys went, all right, we thought we could do this for a year, but I don't know if I could do it an entire year.
There were some struggles. We had a wedding out of town we had to go to, and we took a 2-week road trip with our boys.
Yeah.
Which was
How'd
challenging.
That go?
Was it a second marriage for them, I hope? You got to keep to the stats on this.
No, there was it was their wedding. Joe was actually in the wedding party, which was challenging.
So I needed a black suit, and of course the only black suit that I had in my closet had pinstripes on it, but pinstripes weren't acceptable for this wedding, and the only black suit that I had was down in the basement, packed away. It was the suit I got married in 10 years ago. So talk about a tailored job and a half on that one. Luckily there is a seamstress down the street who, you know, her hands are magic, and she worked it. And, you know, I was able to fit into my wedding suit from 10 years ago and stand up at that wedding. So that was cool. And then, of course, the wedding gift had to be used.
Of course.
As well.
What'd you
get them?
We actually got them a really cool vintage cocktail case, like a traveling bar type.
That is a great gift.
They loved it. They
Way better
it.
Than the fondue pot everybody registers for sure. and no one uses.
Yeah. Once the year came to an end, just last week actually, mm-hmm. what's the first thing that you both went, all right, we finally got through it, we got through the year, I can finally get this new. What did you go for?
We haven't bought anything new.
Nothing still.
Not
you
yet.
Still haven't.
Yeah.
No, we haven't felt the need to rush out and, you know, gorge on new things. So there's definitely some things that we're probably going to go out and get, but we still haven't decided. We need a new dishwasher, but we're not sure whether we're going to buy new or used. We're still kind of looking at what we can find on Craigslist to see if there's something out there that's more affordable. And
we started making a list, you know, of all the things that we were going to get, and that was probably sometime in November. But, you know, like Melissa said, by the time January 1st rolled around, it's almost ingrained in us. You know, we just didn't feel that need to get out and run right out and go shopping. So I don't know when we will.
Our
that's
guests,
like good impulse control, you know? That's why
it's incredible impulse control. Melissa and Joe Bassalone are our guests. They're the Portage Park couple who said, we're going to go an entire year without buying anything new. When you explain this to people early on in 2013, what was the reaction from people? Did people say, oh, yeah, that'll work? Did they believe that you could pull this off?
I mean, a couple people definitely were like, you're crazy. The folks that were closest to us knew that, you know, if anybody could do it, we could do it. There was a little bit of criticism from some people out there, like, you own a thrift store, of course, this will be easy. But like we said earlier, it's you never have what you need, you know, when you necessarily need it.
Sure.
So you'd be surprised at how challenging it was even for thrift store owners. But there was some mixed reaction. And I think, you know, my family definitely thought I was kind of nuts. I'm not sure.
Probably not the first time they thought that, though.
No, not at all. You're right on that.
And Melissa, your family?
My family, I think, stood behind us. Whenever I was growing up, they took me to auctions and we went garage sailing and thrift store shopping quite often. So, and we lived thriftily in my household. So I don't think they thought it was too far off the mark. But
and your son didn't get any ribbing from kids in school or anything like that?
No, I think they're at an age where they're still kind of young enough where, you know, they don't really get it. But that was the biggest challenge were the kids, especially, our 8-year-old, partially because, you know, kids, they watch TV. They like
they
new
want
things.
Everything.
They want everything. And then also partially because he has no concept of time.
Yeah,
you know?
I guess.
So,
or money.
Yeah. Or money. Right. Yeah. So, you know, by March of last year, he was like, when are we going to be done with this? It's been years already. I'm like, dude, it's been 3 months. Like, we have a long way to go. So,
do me a favor. Talk about the store a little bit. It's called Thrift and Thrive. It is at 6025 West Irving Park Road in Chicago.
And Judy Pilak and I love to thrift.
Oh, yeah.
So we've got
Thrift
stop
is my
by.
Middle name.
Judy Thrift Pilak. Thrift and Thrive. We have to go there, Irving Park Road.
And it was somebody else's middle name, and Judy bought it from them secondhand.
I did secondhand, yep. I didn't pay much, of course, because it was
how
used.
Into it. So what will they see when Judy and Wendy go into the store? What are they going to find?
So we recently expanded last year, so now we have two levels. On our main level is mainly clothes. So we've got clothes for everyone, men, women, kids, babies, and then accessories as well. And then
jewelry.
Downstairs,
jewelry.
Yeah. And downstairs we have, you know, name it, we have it, books, movies, records,
furniture.
We've got furniture and knickknacks and toys and kitchenware.
There's a vintage corner.
You know, a vintage corner,
toys.
Yeah. I mean,
reasonably priced?
Absolutely.
Very reasonably, yeah. I mean, we are, at the end of the day, we're a thrift store, so we have a very unique boutique-y feeling, but when you pick up the you know, whatever it is that you pick up, you're not shocked with boutique prices.
Oh,
I mean, it's
cool.
99 cents. It's $1.99.
Yeah.
We're here to help out our community. We want people to be able to buy affordable used goods and feel good about themselves and come into a clean, green thrift store that, you know, they feel good shopping in and they can go home.
I like it.
Why the trend heading this way? Was it because of the economy and people just kind of took to it and liked it? But I'm seeing more and more of stores of this sort popping up all over the place. How come?
That was definitely what gave us the idea, especially in our neighborhood. We were hard hit. You know, we've got a lot of laborers that live in our neighborhood, construction workers, and that was an industry that was just ripped apart. And so when you're looking around the neighborhood and you're seeing foreclosures and you're seeing your neighbors suffering, you know, you kind of ask yourself, what can I do to make it better? And so we left our day jobs and we decided to open up a place where you could buy in the neighborhood quality merchandise at a reasonable price. And that was really what it was about, was filling a vacancy, filling a vacant storefront, and providing our neighbors with goods that they needed so that they could save money and do what was, you know, the important stuff for their family.
Perfect.
That's why I started thrifting, though. Yeah. It's just, you didn't go into, I never went into a really Salvation Army or Goodwill before. In the 80s, I wanted cool jackets to mm-hmm. wear, you know. But you don't realize how many great things are in there.
Oh, yeah. We get things all the time that have the tags on them, designer things. I mean, it's amazing what people get rid of that they bought, and I guess they just decide they don't need it anymore, and they donate it back out.
But Wendy's thing is she never wants to hear the backstory because she's afraid that it's a sad backstory.
I always create one.
Yeah.
And then I made a woman at that estate sale
made her cry. Yeah.
Because I said, you know, I was buying something from her, and I said, I hope nothing bad happened to this family. Because usually there's an estate seller there, not
sure.
the woman who lived
right.
there.
Mm.
And she started crying, and she's like, my husband died. And
yep.
I'm like, oh, no. I am so, you're all, oh, come here. And I went to hug her, and she stiffened up and walked away. And
so warn the other patrons if Wendy comes into the shop that there could be some tears
Yeah,
shed.
If I see someone donating, I might say, oh, I hope there's no sad story.
Yeah, I think
here.
It's best not to ask questions.
You don't
you just
know.
Have to realize you're giving that item a new life and
yep.
Just go with it.
Absolutely right. Well, it was a pleasure meeting both of you. It's Melissa and Joe Bassalone. Again, the store is called Thrift and Thrive. They went the entire year, 2013, and now into 2014, without buying anything new. I didn't think it was possible. Wendy was a skeptic, but you proved this wrong. So good for
good
both
job.
Of you.
Good job. Thanks for having Thank us. You. We hope that we've inspired you and some of the listeners out there to do
Absolutely.
The same.
Absolutely.
I want to go to Thrift and Thrive.
Please do.
6025 West Irving Park Road. I may have to go today.
Yep.
Let's go. I'll drive.
Bring
All
a
right.
handkerchief. more after this. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.